Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Tom, how can we help you, sir?
Basically, I've been seeing this girl, Carla, that I really like for about 2.5, maybe 3 weeks. And we've just really clicked on all cylinders. And things were just going great. But like this last week, she's almost kind of ghosted me in the fact that she won't call me back. She won't return my text. And I kind of not really sure what's going on because things were really flowing.
Okay, so what happened the last time you guys hung out then?
Well, I don't know if this has anything to do with it. But when I first met her, it was in the lobby of this big building where I work. And then we just kind of, I started making jokes. She started laughing. We started talking. But, like, last week, we found out that her dad is my boss.
Oh, crap.
What? How do you just find something like that out? How do you not know that ahead of time?
I work in an architecture firm, and there's a lot of businesses.
Oh.
And she was like, oh, you work there? Do you know Bill? And I go, yeah, he's my boss. She goes, that's my dad.
Oh.
Did you say that's my boss, or did you say that piece of ass mother who I hope dies is my boss?
No, I didn't talk shit about him at all. I said, oh, that's cool. Yeah, I've been working there for about 3 years. So, yeah, no, that's cool.
Okay. I don't even know what to say. I don't know. I hope we're going to try and call on her. Let's see what she says.
Something's not being said.
Yeah, something's going on here. All right, so Tom, you hang on. We're going to try and call her next, all right? All right, so if you're just joining us, we just talked to Tom. He said he was seeing this girl, Carla, for like 3 weeks. Everything was going great. He ended up finding out that his boss is her dad, but he didn't insult her dad. Like when he found out.
That he is telling us.
Yeah, that he's telling us. He didn't say. Yeah, wait. Again, when she said, do you know, what's her dad's name? Bill? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Do you recall how you said, like, that's my boss? Like, oh, yeah, that's my boss. Or was it like.
She goes, you know, Bill, I go, yeah, that's my boss. She goes, oh, that's my dad. I was like, wow, what are the odds, you know?
It sounds good. Like, that's my boss. That's how you want it. Like, a little bit of a high pitch. Like, yeah, that's my boss. As opposed to, that's.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's my boss. All right. Well, then we're going to try and give her a call right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi. Is this Carla?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Carla, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And the reason that we're calling you is because we got your phone number from a gentleman who likes you and would like to go out with you.
Wait a minute. Who are you and why are you calling me?
Okay, so it's nothing bad. We got your phone number from a gentleman who knows you. You know him, and I'm going to tell you his name. And basically, he thinks that you guys have a little bit of a connection and would love to take you out on a nice date to see if you guys hit it off. And the reason that we're calling you is because we'll pay for whatever date you choose. So again, you pick the place, the day, the time, all that stuff. And you just see if you hit it off with this guy. So worst case scenario, you're going to have a great meal at a nice restaurant for free.
Okay, who's the guy?
Okay, so the guy, his name is Tom. And he said that you guys already hung out a couple times.
Tom, I'm all set.
Okay, well, can you
explain?
No, wait. Okay, you don't have to do it. Can you just explain why? Because when he called us, he seemed very confused because according to him, his side of the story is there was nothing weird that happened between you guys and all of a sudden you kind of fell off the face of the earth. So he just wants to know what it is.
First of all, he works for my dad, which that's not really... I mean, that's not really even the bad part, okay? He's having a huge fight with my dad. The dude wants to take off 2 weeks called paternity leave to take care of his new dog. Okay? He, 2 weeks off.
Wait.
So, I thought that only existed, like, overseas.
Wait. That's what this is about? Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Wait,
hold on.
Oh, my God.
Carla,
Tom. He's on the phone?
He's on the phone, yes. Yeah. Tom's on the phone.
You are on the other line?
Yeah, Carla, I can't believe it. Over that? Are you joking?
Okay. First of all, I can't believe you have me on the radio. This is making it even worse. It's not helping you. And secondly, yeah, what kind of guy who needs to take 2 weeks off of work to work for my father to take him to dog? I mean, like, get someone to take him for a walk or put him in a cage or something.
He's a puppy, and I don't have a roommate. You know that. You've been to my place. I don't have anybody to take care of me. It's a small little German Shepherd. He's a puppy.
A small little German Shepherd.
I think it's not fair to my dad. I don't want to be in the middle of it. I don't like drama. And I think it's kind of, I think you're kind of being a p-.
Carla, how did you get involved in this? How did you find out about this whole thing?
I found out about this whole thing because my dad was wondering, you know, I was letting my dad know who I was dating. And it finally came out. I said, look, I'm dating one of your employees. And when I said that it was Tom, my dad freaked out. He's like, that?
Wow, this is unbelievable. And your dad's a ass. I can't believe that. He's laughing under his breath when I asked him for the paternity. I mean, I can't believe I work hard there, and he's talking shit about me to you. While we're on the subject, ask him how Sue's doing. Just ask him that next time you see him.
Who's that?
Hey,
who's Sue?
Who's that?
Way too young, way too hot secretary.
Wow. Okay, listen.
Okay.
Let's not get into that. Let's just, Carla, would you like another date with Tom or?
That's a low blow. No. First of all, he's my pa. And second of all, no, I don't want another date.
Well, you know what? F your dad. And I'm taking those 2 weeks off. If he gives me any kind of shit about it, I'm going to sue him.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
Imagine if somebody described your date with them like this.
There's food and Cheetos flying through the air.
Stop
He's
it!
Got nacho dip all over his face and his clothes. He is just kind of sitting there like rubbing his ass and like, you know, trying to figure out what the hell is going on.
Yeah. It gets better from there. Listen Monday morning at 8:10 with the Get Up Crew. Right? It's hot. 969 on your radio.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.